BibleSeedBank.com.
Hello, America. Kate Delaney. We were talking about armed drones in Libya. The dollar drops while gold soars. Plus, we're going to be checking your mail. Yes, your mail. The box is full once again. That's just part of this hour here on America Tonight. It is Holy Week for so many. Good Friday now upon us, and then, of course, Easter Sunday. I like to say that it's when churches are the most crowded besides Christmas, and any good pastor or priest will make that announcement right at the beginning of the service. Nice to see those familiar faces. How many times have you heard that when you've been in a church somewhere? Nice that all of you are on board to join us for this show. And if you've just tuned in for the first time, we zig and zag all over the place. Absolutely. We're like bank shots when you're playing a little eight ball, little pool. 800-259-5791. That's the number for you to jump in. 800-259-5791. I don't care about your political stripes, right of right, left of left, confused, disappointed, wanting to start your own party. Hey, it works. Check out the Tea Party. You're invited to jump on in and sound off with the rest of us. But before we talk about drones and drones in Libya, drones in Pakistan and the money matters, the dollar dropping through the floor and gold rising. See, remember I thought gold would be up to possibly 2,000 by June. And boy, that prediction is looking not bad. I can remember being on the air somewhere doing financial stuff and talking about the commodities. And at the time, gold was somewhere in the neighborhood of five and change. And it really did look like it was going to continue to climb. And sure enough, it has climbed in the last year and a half, really 2 years. It's not about gold. It's not about money. It's about saving lives and homes. It is so bad in the great state of Texas. I think all of you can relate to this if you've ever been through a drought, whether it's in Florida somewhere or if it's in California, if it's somewhere in the piney woods in New Jersey. You know what happens when you have dry, dry conditions. In fact, this is radio, so take a listen. This is the wildfires in Texas just burning like nobody's business. This is what it sounds like. Yeah, that crackly sound and then the winds and, of course, the water from the fire hoses. So many states chipping in to help Texas. In fact, 33 other states, firefighters coming because it's that bad. So far, 1.5 million acres have been destroyed. The Texas governor is so desperate for a way to wrap his arms around this because everybody keeps asking, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, what is he going to do? It's Mother Nature taking off with the dry conditions, the fires that are popping up all over the place. And what the Texas governor said as he is being pounded for responses, he talks about the fire crews and how brave they are and what's being done and that kind of stuff. He finally says, look, pray for rain. Cooler temperatures. That's what we need. And there were some cooler temperatures on Thursday, so that was good. But it's still not enough. And here we are, as the Texas governor said, with our backs against the wall. And we gotta do some praying to end this ongoing drought and these devastating fires. You have 1,800 guys and some of them women in gear, firefighters and crews trying to make any kind of headway they can. And I've had the chance to be out with some of these crews, not currently, but in the past in Texas and in California, actually, and even in Florida. And I'll tell you what, it is just unbelievable what they have to go through with the amount of equipment that they are hauling and how they're trying to build rings around fires and do different things and water drop from above and all that sort of stuff, doing anything and everything they can think of and then paying attention to the winds, and they're dog tired. I mean, dog tired, and sometimes these guys will work round the clock to try to save more homes. At this point, you've had two dead volunteer firemen. That's awful. You've got five, well, it depends, at least 200 for sure. 500 plus homes had to be evacuated, and the number kind of varies as to how many were ripped apart by the fire. But let's say officially 200 plus. A true nightmare. I read an interesting story, and picture yourself in this situation where you have to make a decision. This is your house, and of course you have to let go of things. It's not about things, it's about people, but it's tough to do when you're thinking, what do we do? And some of these people have saved their whole lives, and they're not living in palatial estates, not all of them, where it's like an old scene from the movie Dallas. I mean, they've put everything into their homes, and they might be fortunate enough to have some kind of a boat, not a yacht, but some kind of a boat. So they're making decisions like, gee, do we stay till the last second and hope that the fire misses us? So we want to see what happens because we have no idea and who knows when we'll get back here. Do we do that? And if we really get stuck and we can't get out because of how the fire is headed in these roads, all in around these roads, and it's too late, do we jump on the boat and just get off on the boat? And if the boat doesn't start, do we just jump in the water because that's the last thing we can do? What a thing to try to decide. I mean, first of all, you just have to let go. You have to get in the car and drive away, but tough to do that. And then if you wait too long, you're trapped because you don't know what roads are open. And things are falling on the roads. They're on fire. So then you do only have that option of staying close to the water. Mm. And if they are staying where they are, of course, the key thing will be communication, but luckily we all carry these bad boys called iPhones or Androids or, you know, whatever. When was the last time you saw somebody with an archaic old phone, one that was just a flip phone? That's archaic now. That's like mummified. So you have some form of communication. Hopefully it's been plugged in and charged, but you know, it's really crazy. And this story is catching like wildfire. And all of you, I think, can relate to this. Apple actually receives your iPhone locations. We touched on this a little bit, but I started to think about it. When I went to bed last night, I started to really think about the whole iPhone thing and what amazing things you can do with the iPhone. And then I started to think about the tracing with the iPhone and the connection when you're hooked up to iTunes. And what does that mean? What are these databases like? So think about it. Google and Apple are gathering so much information. I mean, they are building massive information on all of us. Now they can pinpoint our location with our cell phone. I don't get it. I have a friend that does the GPS thing. I've just, you know, you see him and he's just checked in somewhere or he's off at a restaurant or whatever. And I think, do you really want to know? Always be in the know of have everybody know where you are. But how about Apple and Google knowing everything about you, having all of that information? How much is that information worth? Who could they possibly sell it to? What could they possibly use it for? Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Here's something I'm very passionate about. If you've listened to America Tonight in these last handful of years, the war on drugs. We have, folks, lost the so-called war on drugs. And we've looked at all sides of this and had all kinds of people on to talk about legalizing drugs. So I am very pleased to welcome our next guest to the show. His name is Terry Nelson, and he has an incredible resume when it comes to law enforcement, 3 decades worth of stuff, a U.S. Border Patrol, U.S. Customs Service, Department of Homeland Security. The guy has been everywhere, Mexico, South America, Central America, you name it. So I think we've got a real first-hand guy on our hands to talk about this war on drugs and legalizing drugs, because Terry's involved with LEAP. We'll explain here. Terry, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And LEAP stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, right?
That's correct. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
And explain that to the listeners. After everything you've seen firsthand, why are you against it?
Well, I'm against a policy that does more harm than good. And our current drug policy does far more harm than good. And after 40 years that we've been fighting this war on drugs, which is actually a war on the American people, we have not accomplished any of the stated goals. And drugs are cheaper, far more easy to get, and of higher quality than they were 4 decades ago when this madness started. Having worked down in Central America and South America, I've seen firsthand the policies when they don't work. And like Plan Colombia, for example, was $5.1 billion that we spent trying to eliminate the coca plant. And all we did was kill a few plants and a few farmers' crops and their fields. But at the end of that $5.1 billion, there was a 27% increase in coca production out of the Indian Ridge Nation. So that can't be called winning in any book. Plus, we have about 1.8 million arrests a year that are nonviolent drug offenders, which means they're taking up space in our prisons for people that are violent and or cannot live in society. And these people are not violent. They may, you know, have bad choices, but they're certainly not violent.
Yeah. You talked about coke, but what you say we need a policy of legalized regulation. When we say drugs, what would you include with drugs? What kind of drugs?
Well, of course, LEAP is an international organization. We have a membership in 60 different countries and about 30,000 people worldwide. But we're for legalization of all drugs, everything, because right now, and we're calling for regulation and control because there's only three people can regulate and control a product, and that's the drug cartels, the government, or free enterprise. And right now, the drug cartels control what they will sell you, when they will sell it to you, and the price they will sell it to you for. And by legalizing these drugs, we will eliminate about 80% of the crime and violence in the world. We don't do anything for a drug problem because a drug problem is a separate problem. It's a medical problem, and it should be treated as a medical problem. We should educate the public about the harms of certain drugs and what they can and will do to you. And then if you're stupid enough to go ahead and consume copious amounts, then that's your personal responsibility. But we believe education is a far better way of handling our drug problem than incarceration because we've seen four decades of failure, so we know that doesn't work. We need to try a different strategy.
Yeah, the drug cartels, you see what's happening. I used to live, Terry, in El Paso, and I covered what was happening in Mexico at the time. A little dicey, but nothing like now when you go over the Zaragoza Bridge and you see that you're practically gambling with your own life. It's out of control with the cartels. If this happens, if this were to happen, you think that cuts some of that violence right out? Terry, you with us? Oh, we must have lost Terry. We'll try to get him back. We're speaking with Terry Nelson, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP. And, of course, talking about the legalization of drugs and what that would do to the so-called war on drugs. As he said, with all the experience that he's got going into this, after all these decades of complete failure, and now you have all these organizations internationally, locally, in the United States, people that are former law enforcement types who have seen it all saying, you know what, we have to speak out. We got to do something here because our prisons are crowded with people who really don't need to be here, and we're also shooting ourselves in the foot when it comes to the situation with the with drugs. We're losing the war on drugs, absolutely. And we see that particularly through that area of Central America, South America, and then up through the belly of the beast in Mexico and the desperation to get drugs through, which the drugs are getting through pretty easily, I might add, as certainly all of you know, we talk about it. Terry, we were. I just picked up. You dropped off for a second. I picked up on what you were saying about the war on drugs, and I said, would the drug cartels, that violence, would that help alleviate some of that? Do you think if it were to be legalized?
Well, the only benchmark we have on that is the when we lifted prohibition of alcohol, and Al Capone went away the following day. Now, so we know that the violence will stop. You know, the drive-by shootings and the killings and the fighting for the street corners will stop once it's legalized because there's no point at it anymore. Because once the profit, the huge profit for them is gone, then they will go away, so to speak. So, yeah, we think that the crime and violence will stop it. As we said before, it won't do anything for our drug problem because that's a separate issue and has to be dealt with separately.
What's the toughest thing that you find in trying to make this a reality? Because I think you're battling it. It's an uphill battle. You know it's an uphill battle. Who are you trying to change? How many minds are you trying to change? Obviously politicians, but who else?
Well, we only have to change one mind, and that's the person that sits at the top of it with a stroke of a pen can change this whole thing. The president can change it if he wants to. We're just having to do it the old-fashioned way, you know, one person at a time in a grassroots organization. And when we started, you know, very few people really agreed with us, and they thought it was, you know, crazy. But more and more people each day, when they look at the human cost and the financial cost that we're pouring about $69 billion a year down that rat hole, and we have absolutely no nothing to show for it. And we're helping other countries, you know, instigate wars against their own people as well. And there's been 29,000 people killed in Mexico in the last few years. You know, they're people just like, you know, like we're people. And it's when your casualty rate is that high for nothing, and that, to me, it has to be changed. And, of course, it's not just Mexico. It's not just America, because this is a worldwide problem. And the death rates in Central and South America are, you know, 7, 8, 9 times what they are in America to the drug cartels.
Yeah. Most of the people involved with LEAP are former law enforcement type people, right? That had something to do with it.
Our membership, you don't have to be a law enforcement officer. To be a spokesperson and to speak on behalf of LEAP, you have to have been a cop, and you have to have been involved, you know, in the drug war. You have to know what you're talking about, in other words. And you have to have firsthand experience of what's going on out there. But just to be a member now, anyone could be a member. But we have about 2,000 police officers, judges, former DEA and FBI agents that are members.
So you say it's one person at a time. That's the road you're hoeing right now.
Well, we are an education organization. We go all over the country and all over the world. I've spoken at Brussels, at the UN in Brussels. Mm-hmm. We've had people speak at the European Union in Brussels and the United Nations and Vienna. So we go all over the world talking. We have satellite offices in Canada, Australia, and Brazil, and we will be opening up some in other countries soon. So, you know, we're all over the world talking on radio stations as yours, going to Kiwanis clubs, Rotary clubs, and speaking. And we're an education organization. We're just trying to get the word out when a policy that's not working.
Yeah, I like that. Policy that's not working, the war on drugs. Terry, you were great. Can we have you back on again sometime?
Love to, Kate. Love to. You stay safe out there, and we think about you guys all the time.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Right. Next time we get him on, we'll talk about some of the things he saw on the front line. We're talking about law enforcement against prohibition, LEAP. It's a nonprofit deal, like he said, and they speak all over the place. It's cops and judges and other people involved in the criminal justice system who think that the war on drugs has just been a complete, not sham, but a complete failure. Maybe sham in some cases, but a complete failure because, as he gave you the illustration of it, there's actually more drugs out there. And, of course, the prisons are crowded with drug offenders. What do you think? Legalize drugs? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're going to talk about the drone missions in Libya and whether or not this is really the right move. You know, there have been problems with some of the drones. We saw what happened in their investigating the Americans that were accidentally killed by a drone. Civilian casualties, there have been some in Afghanistan that have infuriated or been a flashpoint for the people there. It's a perfect thing for the Taliban to use. So we'll talk about drones in a second. I mentioned at the top. But before we get to that, a couple of you have sounded off about the drug issue. And in just talking to Terry there about whether or not drugs should be legalized. And you heard what he had to say. And this is a guy who was a Border Patrol agent involved in customs, went after cartel guys, the worst of the worst. I mean, he saw it all with drugs. And he gave examples of how, despite the efforts, it ended up increasing the product. So he's right. It didn't help. But I think you're going to have a hard time legalizing it. I don't think it's, I'm going out on any great limb to say that in my lifetime, and if you're talking about somebody in their late 30s, somebody in their early 40s, somebody in their 50s, I don't think you're going out on a great big limb to say I don't think in our lifetime we see the legalization of drugs, especially across the board. I mean, look at marijuana and the efforts to just make that legal in California and other states, and what a nightmare that's been for the push to try to make that happen. I still say you're going to have so much blowback, and it'll be decades before that happens. But we have talked to lots of people that were cops, lots of people who were undercover, And the majority, I have to say, the majority over the years of people that we've talked to say the same exact thing that Terry Nelson from Leap says. You got to legalize them. And then you educate people about the dangers of drugs, which we're already doing, and it's up to them. But if you legalize it, you would end some of the violence, massive amounts of violence. And also, by the way, if you legalize it and you regulate it, there's money in that. Money in it. But he's saying across the board. So that would mean, think of everything. Coke, marijuana, meth. I mean, anything that you can imagine. Ooh, how would the prescription drug pushers feel about that? That might take a chunk out of their business. But would it really, I mean, would it end that violence? I think there is something to that. I'm going to trust a lot of the people that we've had on who see it day after day after day. In my career, I've caught a glimpse of it, been on a couple of drug busts, seen the meth labs come down, been with an undercover cop. I got a chance to do a television thing where I was with shadowing them and saw little bits and pieces here and there. But when you do it for a lifetime and you see failed policies year after year after year and no real results, no tangible, hardcore results, other than some of these busts and getting a couple of the really bad guys off the street, they may be right in the answer of legalized but controlling it. Doesn't happen. Does not happen in my lifetime. I'd be stunned. You may have a different point of view on this. You can also share that with us, 800-259-5791. If you go to americatonight.net, you can click on the email, and the email will get to me that way. All roads lead to the internet site. We also, you can see us because we have the little webcam. People think I'm crazy. Why do you have a webcam? Well, the fine folks at Pal Talk convinced me it was the right thing to do, so my man down under is monitoring things for us. But there are people that have sounded off through the website and through chat on the drug issue and legalizing drugs and whether or not that's a good idea. And pretty much what we're seeing from the chat, like Cop is saying, doctors are drug pushers also, and he's right. In a Pickle says Vicodin use is very big. People get those from their doctors. That's right. That's prescription drug abuse, which is very, 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 very scary. So they've gone in a couple of different directions with that. But, you know, you look at the south of the border and you see what's happening there and what would happen with the drug cartels. And, yeah, you combine it all. You think of pain pills. You think of the prescription drugs in general that are out there. The farm parties are out of control with so many of the teenagers. Jack says, I don't think for a second that legalizing drugs will stop the violence. You watch the cartels come in to sell drugs and undercut the government licensed places or burn the government licensed places down. Oh, can you imagine if after all of the back and forth over the legalization of drugs, it was to get legalized and regulated, and then the violence was worse? Oh, you'd have so many people wagging their fingers at a camera saying, see, I told you so. Let's go to Sky in Texas. Sky, what do you think, legalized drugs or not?
Absolutely not. And I'd like to talk about the across the board, the more hardcore drugs. I'm a police officer in Central Texas. I like to use this with my liberal friends, the 10 people example. There's still several taboos about going to a flat type area, the flats or whatever, that's what we call them here, to go buy dope or whatever. Now, let's just say you legalize it across the board and you have 10 people who normally wouldn't use, say, LSD or meth. But now that the taboo and it's legal and nobody's going to get caught out where they shouldn't be, let's just say that two of those people out of those 10, and I'm being conservative here, their minds altered in a way that they would act out in a way that they normally wouldn't. Let's say hallucinate, you know, typically, you know, if you're on LSD and you're tripping pretty good, you'll see roaches and you'll start butchering yourself. Now, you talk about, you know, it would bring money in, but now these people are having to use local resources, you know, medics, police officers, to treat them, and then they're going to the emergency rooms and being treated for, I don't know, they thought they could fly, so they jumped off the second flight of an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's just say they had a seizure and their brain stopped or exploded, you know, heart attack, strokes. A lot of people are actually saved through jail, especially people on meth who are, you know, they don't eat, their health is so critical, their teeth are falling out, they're prostituting, they're doing whatever they can to get their high. Once they go through the prison system, they can't get a hold of these drugs, they become healthy, and I know most of them come back out and will, you know, repeat their drug use, but some of them do make it, and some of them are okay. Let's talk about alcohol, too. Even though alcohol is legal and there's money in it, just from my experience, 10 years, lots of crimes are committed from drunks, whether they're driving. And let's not talk about people who are high on meth who are driving, who are tripping on LSD and hallucinating, thinking they see leprechauns chasing them, you know, just trying to drive away from them. I can only imagine if you legalize drugs across the board, the amount of pressure that would put on medical facilities, EMS, police officers, firefighters. We have arsonists who start fires at apartment complexes because they think Satan is in there and they need to rid the world of the evil that's in that complex. So when I hear these people talk, and I think that was conservative saying 2 out of 10 people would not just stay in their house and trip on acid and have a great time. Let's just say 2, that's 20%.
Sure.
Let's magnify that 10 times 10 times 10 times 10, you know, into the millions. And even just 2 out of those 10 magnified would be a 20% increase in activities that would need local resources. And that's just my argument.
So what would you, as a police officer, and thank you, that was great. You really gave us some good examples. I do agree with you that there are people that would say, okay, I'll try this. Then there are people that would step into the pond that maybe normally wouldn't. And I didn't really look at the angle of how much would that cost in emergency services and hospitals and all that stuff. But what would you say we need to do as a nation for the so-called war on drugs? What can we do? How can we cut down on what's happening out there?
Well, you know, with the addition of the great prescription drugs that are available, and I would argue that prescription drugs are more of a problem now than, like in my town alone, you can, hydrocodone's going for $25 a pill. And that's just one pill. You're getting senior citizens who are involving drug dealers and selling drugs through a middleman to people who like hydrocodone, Xanax, whatever, and they're making money off of it because their Social Security is not paying for it, or they need some other medical attention they can't pay for, so they're using it through prescription drugs. The real answer is there really probably isn't an answer. To some degree, I think there will always be a problem. But I definitely think legalizing across the board would be a complete failure.
All right, Sky in Texas, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Be safe out there. All right, so he says complete failure because of, and I liked his perspective, like I told him, that I didn't think of, really, how many people would jump into the pond and say, well, I would never have done this, but now it's legal, so let me try some of that stuff. Let me try LSD. And his example of that was a good one because of what it could make somebody do and what it does make some people do. And ultimately, the burden that would be put back on law enforcement. Of course, now the other argument is, well, if you weigh the two, we've got the pros and the cons, and we get that, so you're going to have more money on that side, but then you're going to have money saved in the prison system. So if you weigh the scales, really, what direction is the best direction to go in? And maybe he's right. Maybe there really isn't a hardcore answer here. Stay with us.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay.
So do you have any gold in your portfolio? Or underneath your bed in a box somewhere? Just for the record, because I said gold, another record price while the dollar is just blowing up. Gold is up to $1,500 an ounce for the first time. So it's on the rise. The U.S. dollar is right in the middle of a storm. It's so downtrending, it's ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous. If you compare the dollar to the euro, forget about it. It's better the reverse way. But gold is a good hedge against U.S. currency depreciation. And that's why people who have gold have to be happy when they see the prices rise. Do you know that gold prices have gone up more than 5% so far this month? 5%. Wow. And you wonder about the monetary policy, rather, after the Federal Reserve's $600 billion government bond buying program. You know, remember, that comes to an end in June. I think you certainly are going to keep seeing gold rise up. It might come back down a little bit, but then it'll shoot back up. I think you're going to continue to see that. And this really baffles some analysts. Silver, by the way, was up almost 3% to $46.44 an ounce. $46.44. All right, we're talking about a couple of different things. I mentioned at the top cell phones and how easy the tracing would be. Also, I was talking about the wildfires in Texas. You know, close your eyes, picture yourself in those people's shoes. It's horrible. What do? Do you get out? Do you just figure out, can I save some things? You just get out. I think the number one lesson I learned from years of watching what happened to people and talking to firemen, you have to just leave. Forget it. If you have a bag packed somewhere, an emergency bag, great. Wrap your arm around that and get out of there. Trying to stay has killed more people than you can ever know, especially if they're buried deep in a wooded area somewhere and they think they have more time, because then the roads get blocked off. They're not sure. The fire veers in a different direction, and then it's too late. And then plus a lot of them just flat out die from smoke inhalation. That happens to people, and then they get cornered in their houses as well. We're going to check the mail in a second. A bunch of you emailed me and talk about drones, but first let's go to David in Texas. Hello, David. You're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you?
Hello, President. I'm doing fine.
What's on your mind?
But I wanted to let you know that cell phone tracing stuff, the only time they ever do any of that is whenever it's drug-related, because I've had a phone stolen right outside of my house, and I misplaced my other iPhone today. So, and I asked both Apple and my carrier to trace the phones so I could send the so they could send the police there, and they said that they couldn't do it. And I had had one set up here on my iTunes where it said locate my phone or find my phone. It does not work. And I had the IEMI number and everything, and it still did not work. And they're like, well, we can't do nothing about it. I said, okay, fine. So I'm going to a different carrier as of tomorrow. and I'm not getting an iPhone for any amount of money. I've already spent like $1,000 on phones with my carrier.
Really? And that's crazy. $1,000?
Yes. And that's smartphones and regular phones.
Wow.
Before I upgraded up into the smartphones. So I'm done with those. I'll probably get a real cheap camera flip phone with this other carrier starting tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, the fires are still going. We've been getting a lot of it over here in Dallas. I don't know if you have seen
yes.
it or not. We've been getting a lot of it. It's been creating a lot of heck for us as far as when it gets up into the air, it mixes up and causes for us to have major showers and tornadoes. We've had, you live in Dallas, so you know that we've had like four of them go through this neck of woods.
It's terrible.
And we're still under. We're still possible to be under another warning soon. Wow. We were under one today as well. And the other topic that I heard so far as legalizing drugs, you know, I agree that alcohol is legal and it causes a lot of deaths. Caffeine is legal, coffee, Pepsi, you name it, and it can cause a lot of headache and bad diseases. Smoking is bad for your health. According to everybody else, I'm a smoker, so, I mean, you know, I haven't seen any of the effects yet except for the cough. And the only thing that I personally would agree with legalizing as far as the drugs are concerned is pot. And that's the only one that I would agree with legalizing. And I do agree also that doctors and pharmacists need to be penalized if they, since they are the biggest pill pushers or drug dealers, legalized drug dealers in the world, if somebody dies from them giving them a drug, they should be held accountable. And
yeah,
like
they need to crack down, I agree.
Like and treated like drug dealers.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to crack down on it. I agree. Because they are pushers. And the amount of pills people are taking and the damage it's doing, David,
exactly.
is unbelievable. I mean,
exactly.
unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, you know,
crazy.
They were, we were talking not too long ago about the health care thing. Well, you know, and how doctors charge all this money. It's like a dead-gum drug dealer just to go see the doctor. You go in there for 15 minutes. They just talk to you and maybe look for 5 minutes at whatever the ailment is.
Yeah.
And within that 15 minutes, you are prescribed several medications to take, and the side effects are worse than what you might have, and you know it possibly could kill the drug could probably kill you, and then when you get the bill from the doctor, you know you don't only get a bill from the doctor, you get a bill from the ambulance if you get an ambulance to the hospital, and I can believe that because it cost my when we took my stepfather to the hospital, it cost him they charged him $500 for an ambulance to get him in an ambulance.
Wow, that's crazy! $500 for a ride.
Yeah, $500 for the ride for him. Now with me, the last time I went to a doctor, it was I spent 3 hours in there, got to see him for 15 minutes. He prescribed two drugs. One of them was an ointment. The other one was a drug that the side effects were worse than the ailment that I had at the time. Then I got a bill from the doctor. I got a bill from people who write out the scripts for the doctor. I got a bill from the hospital because it was late at night and you're not going to be able to go to a doctor.
It was an emergency room kind of thing. Yeah,
emergency kind of thing because where are you going to see a doctor? I mean, they don't do house calls anymore.
No.
Unless you've got real good money, like Michael Jackson, they don't do house calls anymore.
And we saw how that ended up. David, stay safe, my friend. Your example was great. You're right. I've had a similar experience in going to see a doctor. And that's what happens now. There's an assistant to an assistant, and they see you, basically. And the doctor just kind of looks over the chart. That's what, sadly, that's what happens. I remember when you used to sit in that doctor's waiting room, and the same doctor saw you. You know, when you were a kid, your whole life, every year coming in, something happens. He knows exactly what's wrong with you, knows everything about you. Doesn't even have to look at a chart, my friend. Those days are long gone. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me through the website at americatonight.net.